Arizona Saturday morning from Rosie on the house. Moving into our third hour of broadcasting this morning, this is when we open the lines up completely to any of you that have a project you'd like to talk to me about or visit or question me over. The lines are completely open. John J. Harper was here the last hour, loaded the lines with landscape and gardening questions. We emptied all those lines, five open lines. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is prepared to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. Boy, everybody across Arizona is wide awake this morning, 7 o'clock hour. We had texts and phone calls from Star Valley and Payson as we featured Gila County. Learned the proper pronunciation of the Hot family.
That's one way to wake up our listeners, is just pronounce things like we want to.
Yeah, mispronounce something. But we were reaching out there, and actually someone from the family called in. Actually a great, great historic family here in the great state of Arizona. So we covered some great fun history at 7 o'clock. We covered some great landscape and gardening questions from all over the state. Roses in Sedona, evergreens down in Sierra Vista, the mini mock oranges in central Phoenix. So that's what we're here, covering the great state of Arizona to help you. Another way we cover the great state. Oh, wait, before we go into that, we've got the Dolly Steamboat cruise tonight.
We do. We've been counting the days for this, haven't we?
With Dr. Sky.
Full boat.
It is completely sold out, has been for a while. It's going to be a blast. For those that are coming and joining, you might want to bring a little light jacket. We were worried when we booked February 27th that we had the risk of being a fairly frigid evening. I don't think we're going to see frigid. But
it'll be cooler on the water, though.
Out there on the water,
little jacket
it's going to
be
kind of
cool.
Bring a jacket. The other thing you might want to bring, because we leave the dock at 5:30, there's still enough light left. There's a good chance we could see possibly some bighorn sheep down watering at the canyon. So bring a good pair of binoculars. And thanks to my good friend Ed James, who tipped me off on this free app. If you've got a smartphone, get the free app, Skyview. And it takes your orientation of your phone and your GPS coordinates, and when you turn it on, you just hold it up into the part of the sky you're looking at, and the constellations overlay on your screen. So you can actually compare what you're looking at to what's on the screen, and it tells you which constellations and which stars. And as you move the telephone across the sky from the west to the southwest to the south to the southeast to the east, it actually watches exactly the same constellations you're seeing at that time of day, that time of night, in that time of year.
It was really interesting.
It's a free app.
It's amazing. And we tried it at home in our backyard. You could only see a couple of stars. But then when you held it up, you saw what you're supposed to be able to see. That was pretty cool.
It was cool. So we're going to have a blast tonight on the dinner cruise on the Dolly Steamboat on Canyon Lake. Thank you all for showing the enthusiasm over the event that you did, selling it out early. Jennifer and I will be there at the... Do you have a gangplank that you walk on to... do the steamboat?
Well, we'll be there to greet wherever we're standing.
Wherever we are, yeah, we'll be there to greet you, get you on board, we'll serve you a great meal, and then Dr. Sky will be showing us what we're going to see in the sky that night. And he gave me a tip yesterday. He says, Rosie, we're going to spend a particular amount of time on Jupiter tonight. So that'll be fun. And then he has all the tracking records of all the satellites. He'll be able to point out different satellites that we're going
to
see and
I would like to
tell
see
us
that.
What they are. You know,
sometimes I think I see one, but I'm not sure. I'm looking forward to him actually pointing them out.
So we're looking forward to that. So, again, that's just one more area that we try and encourage people to get out and see Arizona. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's the seating. Now, look, the other thing we try and do is we try and cover the state with great information about home remodeling, home maintenance, and home improvement. So we publish an article every Saturday in the Arizona Republic in the home section. This particular Saturday, we're talking about projects that may have been completed at your home without a permit, and maybe they are illegal. They're not to code. Well, what are your options for getting in or out of that situation without getting, you know, a visit from Sheriff Joe. There are ways to get around it. I promise you, we can beat that. And we're going to have a couple city inspectors in here in the 10 o'clock hour talking about that specifically. So, building permits. What do you do when you find out something at your home was done not to code or without a building permit? Now, you know, the other thing we're doing down in Green Valley News on Friday, just yesterday, we shared with y'all the cost versus value report, which is published by our industry every year, that tells you what you can expect to spend in different projects around your house getting it remodeled. And then it extrapolates that cost of the project into how much your return on investment could be if you reappraised or sold the house within a certain amount of time. So a minor kitchen remodel, which includes refacing the cabinets and new countertops, you know, generally in Arizona, that's going to cost you about $15,000, and you'll be able to recoup about 60% of that. So the question you have to ask yourself, if a $15,000, I'm only going to recoup $9,000, is it worth the other $6,000 for me to have it and to enjoy it in the amount of time I plan on staying in this home? It's a great, great report. And then down in the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson every Sunday, we write articles that specifically answer questions that we get from homeowners in Pima and Pinal and Santa Cruz County and Cochise County as well. And we're talking to today in particular, tomorrow, we'll be talking about some plumbing questions that we've been getting. And then, of course, in the Phoenix area at the KTIR.com, we do the Friday blogs, which are actually great information that you need to know about what's coming up, both on the show and tips and trade secrets on how to fix things around your house. So those are all the things we've got coming up. That's how we try and cover the state. That's how we try and keep you informed. So today is how to repair, how to make right that work at your home that was done without a permit. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to build that, what to consider in building a guest house or a mother-in-law suite. March 12th, we'll be talking about protecting all your pricey surfaces, the countertops and the floor covering that we're spending so much money installing. And in March 19th, we, Jennifer and I, went to the International Builders Show and actually were exposed to apps that we could now download to our phones for do-it-yourselfers, the best apps for do-it-yourselfers. And there's about six or seven that are just really fantastic apps you'll want to see. March 26th, Jennifer and I will actually be gone. Romy will be doing the show, and we'll be talking about primarily gardening for the bees. So those are the topics we've got covering up the next couple weeks. We drive these topics based on questions we get from y'all. If y'all would ever like to suggest a topic for us, feel free to do so by calling us at the number 1-888-767-4348 or just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I get out and about quite a bit speaking to different groups. Just this past week, we had an opportunity to visit with the Phoenix Block Watch Advisory. Had a great meeting talking to people about home safety tips, things you can do to keep your home safe, your family, your possessions, your home. Just easy things that you can do around your house. We have about six presentations that we regularly give, but that home safety presentation absolutely is the one that is requested the most often. We also have another one that's called 10 Things Arizona Homeowners Do Wrong, and that presentation has actually grown to 10 Things Every Arizona Homeowner Does Wrong with Their Plumbing System, 10 Things Every Arizona Homeowner Does Wrong with Their Electrical System, 10 Things Arizona Homeowners Do Wrong in Trying to Lower Their Utility Bills, and my, can I go on and on? I can get on a major soapbox about the things y'all spend your money on trying to reduce your utility bill. I can't tell you how much money y'all are wasting. Stay tuned. That's all stuff we cover regularly here at Rosie on the House. So that was a great presentation. I really enjoyed meeting all the people at the Phoenix Block Watch program. This coming Friday, we're actually going to be down in Green Valley and Sorita. It is the third annual Spring Home and Garden Show, Friday, March 4th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Continental Plaza Courtyard. I-19 south to Continental Road exit. Make your first right into Continental Plaza, and we'll be located in the northeast corner of the plaza. I'll be doing demonstrations on a couple things. I'll be doing one demonstration on home safety, that number one presentation that's requested more often than any. And then I'll also be doing a presentation on the 10 things Arizona homeowners do wrong, and I'm going to focus in particular on the 10 things homeowners do wrong that they think are going to save them money on their utility bill. All right, another great event. If you're not going to be down in Sorita next weekend to join me on the 4th Friday at the home fair, next Saturday on March 5th, this one really caught my attention. They are going to have a walking tour of the Florence Townsite Historic District. It begins at 10:30. There's very, very limited opportunities to participate. You're going to have to be willing to walk about 3/4 of a mile, wear comfortable walking shoes. You're going to walk through some of the great historical homes in the town of Florence, which was founded by a man by the name of Levi Ruggles in 1866. He laid the town site out in 125 square foot blocks. The town of Florence Town Site Historic District showcases many of the original buildings built shortly after the founding of the town. So again, that's next Saturday, March 5th. How many of you saw the article in USA Today? Just this past week, headlines: elevated cancer risk found in laminate flooring. Probably one of the most popular floor covering surfaces that we've been installing in home improvement for the last 10 years. Elevated cancer risk found in laminate flooring. More on that when we get back.